I think a lot of positive. You know, we battled hard. You know, it's too bad as it has to go down to a skill competition at the end with those guys. But I think we battled hard. You know, and to come back from a 2-goal deficit against those guys, you know, I think we're feeling pretty good right now.
Encouraged by the way you're able to stick with your structure after falling behind.
Yeah, I mean their goals were. They were just, you know, simple breakdowns that, you know, they got some good chances and they buried them. You know, that was really it. They weren't controlling the game when they scored those goals. You know, they got some good looks. You know, breakaways and they were able to convert. So that stuff happens and we were able to stay with it.
Bit of a turf war tonight. Was it good to push back on home ice?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a good sign. You know, you have a group of guys in here that are, you know, as hard as we battled the last few weeks, I think you can kind of see us, you know, starting to really bond together out there. You know, when one guy goes down, you have another guy sticking up for him, and that's how you win games in this league. You know, that creates something special in your room that that doesn't show up outside of it. You know, that just creates a lot of good things within your locker room.
I know it's a loss, but more confidence coming from behind once again.
Well, yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a when it comes down to a skill competition, you know, shootouts against you know, when they have guys like Crosby and Malkin, you know, that's not a situation you want to put yourself in. But you know, I have a hard time categorizing this one as a loss. That was a pretty fun game to be a part of, and the way we battled, you know, I'm not going to look at it as a loss.
So much time to really score goals, encouraging to put up three against a team that's been pretty stingy.
Yeah, I think it's just encouraging that the way we just didn't give up. You know, went to 3-1, and you know, it was looking like a tough mountain, and to find a way to get one before the end of the period was huge. You know, that gave us a ton of momentum going to the third, a lot of excitement, and you know, we had a lot of good looks at it, and we were able to get the one. So it was a hard-earned point.
Like, was that the way it played out? The physicality, was that by design, or was that a part of the pre-scout, or is that just the way it went?
That's our game. We battle. You know, we're not gonna go toe to toe with these guys. Or, you know, we play Chicago. We're just gonna muck it up, and we're gonna try to outwork them on every puck. And with that comes a certain level of passion, I guess. And you know, when you're playing a contact sport, it can boil over sometimes. So I like it. You know, I think we haven't had enough of that in the past of guys willing to put it on the line for each other. And I think that's a great sign.
You mentioned passion a couple times. Can you talk a little bit about the emotion during this hockey game and maybe what you were saying and communication between the teammates?
Well, we stayed up. You know, we stayed positive. And, you know, it's 3-1 against Pittsburgh. It can be kind of a daunting task. So we stayed positive on our bench. We stayed with it and just kept encouraging each other and just, you know, the next line out there, try to gain that momentum for us. And that's great. That's a great sign. You know, in the past, I think we've had a tendency to get quiet and shut it down a little bit. So it was a good sign for us.